Hey there, Tailgate Nation, the Grill Sergeant John Larch, and I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode and all of our episodes and continuing to make us one of the most listened to sports and entertainment podcasts out there in the podcasting universe. I also want to thank our sponsors this week who help keep our show free every single week. Our sponsors are TailgateGiant.com, DraftKings, Vistaprint, and the Kielbasa Provisions Company. Enjoy this week's show.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, Johnny Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the beer on ice, and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we're gonna get some. Everybody wants some.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation, the Grill Sergeant John Larchin. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode and all of our episodes. You know, we continue to grow the numbers and the listenership every single week. We now have listeners in 41 countries, all 50 states, Canada, Liechtenstein, Uruguay, the Seychelles. Seychelles? Seychelles? Is that how you say it? We've got listeners in places I can't pronounce. That's amazing, and I love it. So thank you for your continued support in downloading Tailgate Radio. And you can find us in a number of different platforms, as we've mentioned before, over at iTunes. If you hit that subscribe or download button, you can find us there. You can also find us at Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app, SoundCloud, Podomatic, Roku, Apple TV, and always at our website at tailgateradio.com. We've got a great show for you this week. We have the sports brat, Jess Saraceno. She's going to be stopping by our little tailgate party here and is going to talk to us about food, fashion, football, and what's going on over at thesportsbrat.com. You can check that out now at thesportsbrat.com, and you'll check out a great website there. She does some really innovative and unique things over there, and we're going to have her on the show in just a bit, so hang tight, and we'll have her after the first break. You know, last week we announced our very first Kielbasa Provisions Company Slow Crafted Tailgate Club of the Week. That was the Red Rage Tailgate from Louisville, Kentucky, and we're going to do it again this week a little later in the show after our interview with Jess Saraceno. So hang loose. Is it hang tight or hang loose? I've said it both ways, and I'm not sure which one's correct. But either way, stick with us, and we'll have that announcement a little later on in the show. So before we head into the first break, I just want to say once again, thank you for all your great support, and I hope that you enjoyed week one of the NFL. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll also talk about what's going on in the world, according to Jess Saraceno, the sports brat, after our first break. But first, you know, Tailgate Nation, your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until Week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every week this season at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same players. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. Believe me, you've never experienced football like this before. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Now hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code DRAFT15 to play for free for a shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter DRAFT15 for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, the Grill Sergeant John Larchin, and we're bringing back one of our very favorite guests. She is known as the Sports Brat. You can check out her website at thesportsbrat.com. My good friend Jess Saraceno. Jess, welcome back into Tailgate Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's good to be back.
So, since we last spoke, there's been a lot going on in the world of sports. There was this nine-month trial, and this nine-month thing that happened called Deflategate, and it was something to do with the Patriots or something, but the end result
right, okay,
yeah, the end result is nothing.
I wasn't surprised. I definitely thought this was going to be the outcome that we were going to see. Two things. First and foremost, I thought that Tom Brady could have deflated the situation, pun intended, by just simply saying, look, all right, you know, I prefer to have the balls, you know, this way, and if I offended anybody or forced, you know, I felt like he could have kind of played it down, and this whole thing probably would have been a little bit different anyways out of the gate. But here we are, like you said, 9 months later. I definitely thought they were going to, you know, overturn the ruling and lift his suspension. I had no doubt in my mind that he was going to be playing in week one.
Do you think that that kind of attention that, I mean, it really was pretty much the entire off season. Do you think that it has taken away from the game at all?
I think, yeah. I think any time that we focus so much on the stuff, on like these little things, and we start digging into these players as people, you know, like everyone's throwing around divorce rumors now because Tom can't handle the stress. And it's like, come on, we're all human. And there's the bigger picture here is that it's a football game. It's a sport. Let's just, you know, play by the rules and get that all sorted out. So I do think it takes away a little bit. And I think it'll blow over. And people obviously, you know, as we are approaching the start of the season here, and things are underway, I think that people will kind of fall back into watching the games and not talking about it as much. But because he's so high profile and because he was so upset and kind of the way he responded, I don't think he's ever going to clear this from his name, unfortunately. So you've got a really great football player, one of the best quarterbacks of all time, and I think this is always going to be tied to his name, so it's just kind of unfortunate.
Well, let's talk sports. This is, by the way, I don't know if you're aware of this, but this is National Tailgating Month, the month of September. And what that means...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, what that means is that there are so many opportunities. I mean, if you think about baseball is still going, the NFL and college football season have just kicked off.
Yep.
NASCAR is getting ready to go into the chase if you're a motorsports guy. The soccer is in full swing. If you had to prioritize your sports... at this time of year, what would we see on your television first, or what game would you be attending if you had all of these sports lined up and you had your choice?
Totally. I'm probably going to surprise a lot of people right now. Well, first and foremost, it's football. That's no shocker to anybody. I would prefer to go to a college football tailgate first. I'm going to an SEC game this fall, and I'm so excited to see what Ole Miss has to offer down in Oxford.
You're going to love that, by the way.
The Grove right here. This is where this is like tailgating Mecca. I cannot wait.
It is. And
then I would absolutely am happy to cross the river here in New York and go catch an NFL game. But my number three spot, or number two after football, I can't get enough NASCAR. I keep trying to get my girlfriend to go to one of these races because my very first assignment in sports out of college was a NASCAR race in Fontana, California. And I kept the entire way, I was cursing my boss saying, I can't believe, like, can I do high school football, like Pee Wee football? Why am I going to a NASCAR race? And I was blown away. And I was living in Charlotte, North Carolina, when they had that big race over Memorial Day. And I was hooked. I had no idea how fun the tailgating scene at the NASCAR event. So that would be like next on my list of what I would want to be doing. I think playoff baseball is what I'm looking forward to because there's just been so many games. We're ready for the stuff that's, you know, the hunt for October. We're ready for October there. And I will tell you, as far as soccer goes, I've been going to a couple of the new New York City FC soccer games at Yankee Stadium, and it was louder there for their, you know, normal season games than it was at Derek Jeter's last home game.
Wow.
So that is saying something. And those fans are relentless, and they're awesome. So there might not be as many as you think, but, man, they light that place up. So that's also another really fun. And there's a few, you know, arenas around the country that have really good soccer fans, like Kansas City and Portland. So I think that would be how I would rank them right now.
You mentioned that you're going to be down in Oxford, Mississippi at the Grove.
Yes.
Tell me about what your fall schedule looks like, because I can tell you the Grove is amazing. Do you have an antebellum dress and some white formal gloves to wear?
I know. Okay, so this is the big thing about football in the South, right? When you're a Yankee like me, or you come from California, it just blows your mind that people wear pearls and a dress to a football game that I am absolutely going to partake. Thankfully, my good family friend, a former teammate of my father's actually, they live in Oxford. So they are like very seasoned at, you know, tailgates and all things for Ole Miss. So, and they're playing the Razorbacks of Arkansas that weekend. So it should be interesting. So my game plan is to do all things as the locals do.
That's going to be fantastic because
yes.
we did a list earlier, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, we did a list and Ole Miss was number one on our must-have bucket list for tailgating. And so you're going to be there and I hope you have a blast. You're going to have your food on China and you're going to, and it's just a gorgeous setting. All the young men there will be wearing ties and jackets and very formal, and it is a very, very unique experience. So good for you. That's going to be a blast.
I know. I'm going to look like a tourist at Disneyland snapping pictures down there, like asking people for photos and stuff. I'm just so excited.
Do you have any other football plans?
I do. Yes. I try to go to at least one Stanford game a year, and this year, since I'm not on the West Coast, it's not as easy for me to just pop up to the Bay Area, so I'm going to go to the Notre Dame-Stanford game. It's at Stanford this year. Stanford was looking a little weak in week one, but I'm hoping they can pull it out and it'll be a good game. It's the weekend after Thanksgiving, so I'll be on the West Coast, which is great, super easy. So my dad and I are going to pop up there and take in that game. And so those are my – oh, and then I always catch a Chargers game on the road. I have some friends who are based in New York that are from California, and so we always try to go to a game. We went to one in Buffalo last year. I think I was telling you about that tailgate experience, and we're going to go to, I think, either Baltimore or Green Bay. I'm not sure. So those are my big football, at least as we get into the holiday season, that's what's on my radar for right now.
Nice. That's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
There's something about, I mean, even this past, when college football seasons got started, there's just something different in the air. I mean that literally
so
and
true.
Figuratively. It's just, it's like, it's almost like Christmas. It's here. It's finally
it's so
here.
True.
And so this is my absolute favorite time of year. I wish the weather in my part of the world was a little cooler, but it's coming soon, I
Same.
Hope. But yeah,
I want to wear a jacket and go to a football game and be like a little bit chilly, and that's good football weather, you know, like where it's like just a little nip in the air.
Absolutely, it's coming. It is just right around the corner. It's hard to get excited at a tailgate. I mean, last weekend it was 103 down here, and it's just brutal to take that in.
Yeah.
We were at the Texas A&M Arizona State game over in Houston.
Were you?
Yeah.
I was expecting a little more out of Arizona State for that game, but yeah, I watched that game.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, they always say the most improvement takes place between week one and week two. And so
true.
I think week one is when a lot of teams have the best opportunity for those upsets. And that can shape the rest of the season for a college program especially.
Completely.
So
you kind of got to get out there for that first game and kind of work it out on the field. And then, like you said, I think they can make adjustments. And we'll see. I think some teams will look very different this coming up in the next couple weeks.
Well, tell us what's going on over at your website. It's thesportsbrat.com, right?
Yes, you can get there you can either add the or drop it. It's either sportsbrat or thesportsbrat, just making sure that everybody can get there with ease. And it is a girl's guide to game day. And honestly, right now, I'm super focused on recipes. I've been getting like all of these inspirations because I just feel like I live on my Instagram feed and I see these photos and I think, oh my gosh, I need to make that because that must be on my next, tailgate tablescape. So I've been posting a bunch of recipes, and that's kind of been my focus. I interviewed a former sports reporter and someone who's been in the entertainment industry for a while, and she shared some awesome recipes with me that I cannot wait to get my arm out of this cast so I can start cooking again. And then obviously as I pick up with football season and I start getting all these trips, I'm going to be documenting my game day experience and making sure that everybody knows just what it's like to be in that specific town on game day, because that's kind of my whole point of the blog. So that's really what I'm focusing on right now. I'm always talking fashion and I'm always telling you what to watch each week, and You can sign up for a newsletter, so every Monday you know exactly what you've missed and what you need to know as you're going into the office if you're not glued to the television all weekend. So yeah, that's kind of, those are the fun little things we have going on right now.
Well, you know, I am always impressed by when I talk to female fans out there. I think 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, maybe there was some interest in football or NASCAR. But now, I mean, there are fantasy teams. There are women that I do not want to be involved with any kind of stats. They know the game better than I ever will. And I'm seeing that more and more across the board. I was at a UFC event, and I was blown away. The audience was about 50-50. And I
That's
see
exactly
that more
right.
and more across all sports.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true. And women are competitive. I had the first I might have like 10 girlfriends to play in the sports prep fantasy football league last year, and I had, by about, I'd say the end of July, I was getting all these emails knocking down my door saying, when are we getting the league going? When's the draft? What's going to happen? Are we doing it again? And people are out for who won it last year, and the draft, like I said, I had surgery yesterday, so I actually am guilty of auto-drafting for the first time ever. I just was not able to do it. I didn't want to cancel on all these girls who were, you know, had done all this work and they were ready to go. I felt like, okay, fine, this is my fault, you know. So I just had to auto-draft, and I looked at my roster, which is a totally separate conversation. But these girls, I looked at the Snapchat boards. They were going at it last night. Everyone was, you know, ragging on people for taking, like, you know, Roethlisberger in the second round, and, you know, it was hilarious what was going on. So you're exactly right. I have friends who didn't even know what a touchdown was a year ago who are know more about specific players than I do. So it's awesome. I love it.
Before we go, I want to ask you to be a prognosticator. Who's going to be in the Super Bowl this year, and who's going to win the national championship this year?
I have to tell you, I watched two things. I added Virginia Tech to a very high on my bucket list of stadiums that I want to go to because I had goosebumps watching the beginning of that game and hearing them yelling. I just thought I need to be in Blacksburg for a game at some point because that looked special. On the other side, I think Ohio State looks really, really good. I thought Alabama looked good. TCU looked good. I feel like Ohio State just looked. But I have them as a favorite going through the season again.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very surprising. You know, as we're talking, the first top 25 came out, and there are 10 teams in the SEC that are in the top 25,
yeah.
which
I know.
Has never happened before. That's a beastly conference.
Well, I got to stick up for my Pac-12. They had a horrible week one, so maybe I think that left room because they were all dropping out like flies after everyone was moving positions after how terribly it went, especially for my Cardinals. But no, I mean, the SEC is clearly, I think, the top conference. There's something that I think when you have a really, the SEC, they're going to battle it out all season. They beat each other up, and I just think, when it comes to the postseason, I don't know. For some reason, I don't think it's their time this year. But we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out.
Yeah.
It's still early. It's still early. Injuries happen. You could lose the key player, and then the whole thing flips around.
Yeah, it's very early. Very early.
Yeah.
So let's shift to Super Bowl L or Super Bowl 50. I don't think they're going to actually call it Super Bowl L. They're not going to use the Roman numerals because that looks kind of silly. Super Bowl L. Because L is 50, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I should know this. I should know this, but I don't think I know that off the top of my head.
I think
head.
It is. So, I think it's L. The letter L is 50, and that looks silly. So they're just going with the 50 year. So who do you have from the AFC representing the 50th anniversary of the Super Bowl?
You are asking some tough questions. Gosh, I haven't thought even too much as we're just, you know, getting this. If we're just getting into the season, I think it's frustrating, obviously. I just think that the Seahawks look strong again, and I think the Patriots look strong again. So I think that's where all my focus has been looking. I do think Aaron Rodgers and then Green Bay. Here's the thing with Green Bay. I always, like, they're kind of one of those teams that you always expect them to do well, but I don't know, for some reason I have this feeling like it's Aaron's time again, like he's going to get there and pull it off and be strong. But we'll see. J.J. Watt's one of my, speaking of Texas, you know, is one of, he's probably my favorite player in the NFL just to watch. He's an absolute beast. I just don't think that they have the steam to get all the way to the big game.
Yeah. He's pretty amazing. They had some footage of him. I guess it was before a preseason game a couple of weeks ago, and he was down on the field, and he was throwing passes to a fan up in the top section of the stadium there. I mean, a good 30 or 40 yards straight up, and just the guy can do it all. He's just a very versatile and a good guy.
He does. He seems like a good guy. I was at the NCAA finals for in March Madness for basketball, and he was at the game as well, and just was running around and diving into the crowd with all this in the student section. Which I mean, if you know anything about Wisconsin fans, they're crazy, and that was dangerous. But he was in there, so he just seems like a great guy.
Absolutely.
I was fearful for him, but he wasn't afraid at all.
So you've got Ohio State in the national championship position again.
I do.
It's early. It doesn't really matter.
It's so early.
We'll have this conversation again before the end of the season.
Let's get into the season. Let's see how, like, halfway through, and then we can kind of, then I think you really have a good marker by the time we get to Thanksgiving, just about, you know, or, you know, even like into November, you're like, okay, I think you can really get a gauge of how teams are, you know, who's going to, how it's going to work out.
Yeah. So we'll visit with you again about that time of year. You know, every year at Thanksgiving, by the way, you brought up Thanksgiving. We always have the head chef from Butterball on our show.
No. And I'd like to have him at my Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and he talks about the best way to prepare the bird and all that. So we go big around here. We do not play around. Oh, we go straight to the head chef at Butterball at Thanksgiving. So just so you know, that's how we roll, Jess.
Oh, I spent my Thanksgiving in Texas last year, and I saw trucks, like actual giant, big, I had no idea what they were, but they were fryers, like deep fryers for the turkey. And on this street, people were putting out three different turkeys. I mean, my family struggles. We're like, oh my God, did we get the turkey right? Just the one turkey, but let alone, okay, there's the barbecue turkey, then there's the fried turkey, and then there's this, some kind of amazing seasoned turkey with 17 pies. Yeah, the South does it right when it comes to Thanksgiving. I'm trying to get back down there because that was some good food.
Well, you have an open invitation to come hang out at Tailgate Radio anytime down here. We have a little bit of Tex-Mex on the Riverwalk in San Antonio if you ever get a chance to do that. And
we have the Big 12 soccer tournament down there, so I did get to sample Tex-Mex. But it's been too long. It's time for me to get back down there.
Well, Jess, thank you so much for coming in again. And, folks, check out all of her activities and recipes and fashion tips and just everything she has over at thesportsbrat.com or sportsbrat.com. Jess Saraceno, thank you. Quick recovery with that arm injury, and we'll talk again before the end of football season.
That sounds perfect. Thanks so much for having me.
You know, the weekend is rapidly approaching, and that means I'm going to be hitting the road and getting to a tailgate party somewhere in the U.S. of A. this weekend. And when I go, I always take my business cards with me, and I get my business cards every time from Vistaprint.com. And now you can too. Right now at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter the promo code TAILGATE at checkout. That's 500 high-quality, customized business cards for your small business, your tailgate club, your alumni association. No matter what you need them for, 500 of them for just $9.99 when you enter the promo code TAILGATE at checkout. When I talk to people out in the parking lot, you know, one of the things that always comes up is I like to find out what people do for a living. And what I found out is that a ton of people that are out there on the grills, that are underneath the canopies, enjoying that game day experience, a lot of you are small business owners. And so not only can you get great business cards through Vistaprint.com, but any kind of banners. And whether it's for your small business, whether you have a restaurant and you have a special for the week and you want to put a banner out in front of the store or the restaurant, or whether you want to have your tailgate club or alumni association see the brightest and coolest looking banner out in the parking lot, Vistaprint has you covered. You know, they absolutely guarantee that you'll love their product every time they put it out, or they will make it right. They offer an amazing customer service experience, and they also offer custom design services to help you design that perfect product for you, your business, or your tailgate club. No need to worry about trying to create or fix that perfect logo or needing a little help with the layout, because Vistaprint can help you with all your design needs, and they guarantee that you'll be happy. So whether you need help creating a logo or you have one of your own, you can simply upload your logo and they will help make it look perfect on that banner, business card, or whatever other printing needs you may have. You know, I've been doing business with Vistaprint for a long time, and I love Vistaprint.com, and I want you to try them. So Vistaprint has a special offer for all the Tailgate Nation. If you use the code TAILGATE, that's just one word, TAILGATE, at Vistaprint.com. 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. That's up to 50% savings over regular site pricing. It's a fantastic deal. And there are tons of layouts and design options so your cards can really reflect who you, your business, or your tailgate party is. The quality is great, they're easy to customize, and you can't beat the price to try 500 business cards for just $9.99. So to get this offer and get 500 custom business cards for just $9.99, visit Vistaprint.com, create and design your custom business cards. Enter my code TAILGATE, that's TAILGATE with no spaces at checkout. The word is TAILGATE. It's an exciting offer for a great product, so don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today. That's Vistaprint.com. You know, we're right in the middle of National Tailgating Month, and I can't think of a better place to get all my tailgating gear than the Tailgate Superstore known as Tailgate Giant. Man, I love saying that. Tailgate Giant. And their website is tailgategiant.com. But what makes them Tailgate Giant? Well, one of the things that can make them Tailgate Giant is the fact that they have over 38,000. That's right. 38,000 different tailgating products waiting at your fingertips for you to purchase. And one of the cool things about the site when you go over to tailgategiant.com is the fact that you have different ways that you can make that purchase. You can shop by product. So if you're looking for a specific cooler or chair or koozie or canopy tent, you can find it by product type, but you can also find it by team. And I love shopping by team, because as I've traveled the country and have visited people from all over the United States, they all have their loyalties, whether it's an NCAA team or an NFL team. Whenever I shop for friends, I know what they like and I know who their loyalty is to. And so I like to purchase that way. I don't have to find the bookstore in Columbia, South Carolina to find Gamecock gear. I don't have to go up to Green Bay to find Packers gear. I have it all in one place, and that's at tailgategiant.com. You can also shop by brand. So if you have a specific brand that you are comfortable with, like, love, and want to keep buying, you can also do it by that means as well. And one of the coolest things about their website is they have customizable products. Yeah, they can customize things for you. You know, they started off as a custom cornhole company a long time ago, and they made really cool boards, and they still do. They still can customize those. So if your tailgate club or your alumni association or whoever it is looking for customized tailgating gear, the only place you need to go is to tailgategiant.com, because they have the means to make it happen and customize those products for you. And don't forget their cool blog they have. They have some great articles and other cool information that's available over on their blog at Tailgate Giant too. So don't forget about that while you're doing your shopping. And because we've partnered up with Tailgate Giant, if you order through our website over at Tailgate Radio, there is a banner in the top right-hand corner that's going to give you 10% off your next order with the promo code TGRadio. Click on and order through that portal. You're going to get 10% off your next order. There's really, like I said at the beginning, there is really no other place to get all of your tailgating needs. TailgateGiant.com is your one-stop shop. It's the Tailgate Superstore. That's TailgateGiant.com. And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, the Grill Sergeant John Largent. Thank you again so much for downloading the show. Whether you do it on Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, SoundCloud, Podomatic, the Roku device, Apple TV, or always hit that subscribe button on iTunes. We certainly do appreciate it. You can always check out our website at tailgateradio.com for our archives, great articles, recipes, some cool photos, and announcement of our Tailgate Club of the Week winners, including our very first Kielbasa Provision Company slow-crafted Tailgate Club of the Week, which was the Red Rage Tailgate from Louisville, Kentucky. And we're going to do that again right now. We're going to announce our winner. And as we did last week, I'd like to have a drum roll, please. This week's winner is the Bronco Party Bus from Denver, Colorado. And on the line with me right now is Matt Mares. Matt, welcome in to Tailgate Radio, and congratulations on winning this week's Kielbasa Provisions Company Slow Crafted Tailgate Club of the Week.
That's awesome, man. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. It's pretty exciting.
Tell us about your bus, because I've seen the website, and we'll get into your Facebook page and all that a little bit later, but how did this tradition get started out there in Denver?
Oh, well, I was born into the Bronco country. I mean, my dad was a big fan, and I just remember going to games when I was just a little kid. I remember him actually sitting in the Omaha High. I actually sat on one side of the stadium, looked at the binoculars at each other, and he made sure I was okay. I was probably about 6 or 7 years old. I was born into it.
So how do you go from being just a big-time fan to actually investing and spending time on one of the tricked-out tailgating vehicles that's out in the parking lot every week?
That's a very simple thing. I got married, and the wife didn't want the stuff in the house anymore. So she let me build the Rolling Man Cave with all the stuff I've had over all the years and collected, and that's how that got started.
Well, tell me about game day. What is your game day ritual, and how many people do you have out at your tailgate on a weekly basis when you're at home?
Well, game day, we're in the lot by 9:30. That's the 2 o'clock game, and we get set up, and there's 10 of us that are in the Bronco Party Bus crew that roll with me down to the game, friends, family, and we get set up, and then we get anywhere from, 50 people to 350 people roll through the parking lot each week and just party with us and hang out with us and have a good old time.
Now, is there any one person that's responsible for the menu, or is that something that you guys share, or is it kind of a bring what you got kind of set up? Tell me about that.
No, we actually have a menu. I got to thank Kielbasa, because next for the Vikings game, we're going to be going doing a Kielbasa. So I got to thank Kielbasa for their donating their sausages to us. It was pretty cool. But that'll be for the Vikings game. But usually we just get a menu and put it together. And this week it's enchiladas. Like, we usually do chicken wings for the birds, which would be the Ravens this week. But I have a special friend showing up at the tailgate that, and I could probably say it right now, he'll be dry. He comes through once in a while. Jake Plumber will come through and share some time with us. So I promise I'll make it some enchiladas. So he'll come in and get out without getting a whole bunch of fanfare. He hangs out. But he helped came out last year with us and partied. He's a good guy.
He likes to get out in the parking lot and do some tailgating for sure.
Oh, yeah, he'll be there. He'll be there. He likes to come in and he'll roll through and roll out real quick. And last year, he hooked us up and threw a big tailgate at the bus and had a great time. And, I mean, he signed everybody's autograph. That man will take his time, and he's just a really good guy.
Yeah, he really is. He really is.
And he could probably still play if he wanted to.
Yeah, I think he's enjoying playing handball more than anything. He's really good at that. So before we go, you said you got the Ravens this week, and so you said chicken wings are going to be on the menu. What else is on your game day menu with the Bronco Party Bus?
Well, the big thing is the Bronco Party Bus is the shots. The shots he throws around, people come from everywhere. I get people from, I've gotten visitors from Canada, from England, that come down and want to hit that Shakti. So that's a big deal. And I make something called the Bronco juice that people love. And I tell you what it is, but I have to kill you type thing. It's just an open caution that I have. And people love it. And they come down, and the Shakti is a big draw at the Bronco Party Bus. And I'm not stingy. You come by, I'll have a beer for you. I'll have a drink for you. We don't charge. I just come in and just ask people to have a good time and always have a beer in your hand if you want to talk to me.
Well, Matt Mares, the owner Chief Operating Officer and Big Cheese with the Bronco Party Bus. I want to, first of all, thank you for coming in this week, and also congratulations again on being named the Kielbasa Brand Sausage Tailgate Club of the Week.
And I want to thank you guys for making us the tailgate of the week, and again, thank you, Kielbasa. We're going to enjoy that come Vikings game, so thank you very much.
That's Matt Modis. He is the owner of the Broncos Party Bus and this week's winner of the Kielbasa Provisions Company Slow Crafted Tailgate Club of the Week. If you want to join, if you want to get your tailgate club or alumni association involved in this great contest, it's super easy. All you've got to do is send us a video, a photo, a story, your information. Tell us about your club and send it to stuff@tailgateradio.com. That's stuff@tailgateradio.com, and you're automatically entered to win the contest. And next week we'll be doing it again, and we'll be doing it all the way through to Super Bowl L or Super Bowl 50. And so you don't want to miss out on the opportunity. If you can't wait that long, and if you're like me, you can't, you've got to get your hands on Kielbasa brand sausage now. You can do it a few different ways. Here in Texas, you can go to any HEB throughout the state. In the southeastern part of the country, you can go to Publix, and they will have Kielbasa brand sausage. And nationwide, Kielbasa is available at your local Costco. Folks, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank our very special guest this week, Jess Saraceno, the Sports Brat. Don't forget to check out her website at thesportsbrat.com or sportsbrat.com. She talks food, fashion, football, friends, fun, all of those things. And she is just a great guest and just a phenomenal personality. Get a chance to know more about her over at her website at thesportsbrat or sportsbrat.com. Next week, we're going to have world-famous chef Ted Reeder. You don't want to miss that. This guy he personifies what's good about cooking outdoors, barbecue, tailgating. I met him years ago at a Grey Cup game in Ottawa, Canada. And we've been friends ever since. You don't want to miss Ted Reeder. He's one of my barbecue heroes, and I can't wait to talk to him next week right here on Tailgate Radio. So for everybody here, part of Game Day Media and Tailgate Radio, as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch you on down the road. Have fun this weekend. Stay safe.